is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's now 10 minutes past 8. Good morning. Thank God it's Friday. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and our conversation on the Morning Crossfire begins. So, my guest this morning is the Rivers State Chairman of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, Chijioke Ihunwo. He'll be joining us on the show this morning. So you're welcome, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for making our time to be with us on the show. There's quite a lot to talk about. I'm sure you would also have a lot you want to say following the recent event in the state, the protest that was held, the arrest that followed, the release afterwards, and even many still asking what the position is for youths in the state. But before we go into all of those details, I'd like to inform my listener that you can get on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH and join in on the conversation. There's a question up there we're asking you whether we have youths in politics in this state who are driven by the development of the state or just driven by their personal gains. Let us know what thoughts you share about this, because that sort of narrative has been out there for quite a while, and it's time to get your opinion on it. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH on X. You can also send in WhatsApp messages. Perhaps you have questions you want me to direct to my guests. Send them to me on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Now let's get back to Mr. Ihunwo. Quickly, let's start off from the most recent event and what perhaps led to the arrest. Can you just tell us what led to your arrest alongside many other youths who were out protesting? Yes, of course. We can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
River Street are having a peaceful protest in support of the SLP, the government party, similarly to the division of River Street. And we are saying that the proposed impeachment attempt to remove the governor that the youth of the state who voted for him massively. I also know that 70% of the population of the state are young people who voted for the governor and on us to protect him.
Mm.
So what really happened was that we heard that some members of the state assembly were also having a private citizen of the Matthew family to also continue that process. So we have to say, no, we protect this man, I want to protect him. So that was what happened, and that was what led to the arrest. I arrested another youth. And also, let also let the public know that about 8 persons were shot dead. And I speak to you.
Three persons were shot dead. Did you report to the police?
We have told the police, and the police authorities are not anything about that. I can tell you the videos of those who are killed.
All right, please, if you do have the videos and the identities of those people that were killed,
I will tell you
can make that available and also make it available to the police as well so that we can get verifications and get the police release an official statement about it. In the meantime, where was this protest supposed to hold, and what was the intentions of going to the house of the honorable member of the state assembly in the person of Martin Samuel?
Well, like I said before, the youth of the state were standing in to say no to impeachment of the justice of the government. So whatever happened that day, because the youth are not happy, we are angry. Barely just 5 months of the election of the justice, we are having crisis in our team. So that was what led to that.
So that was why you led the youth to his residence.
Yeah, because the
members of the state. But the last time we checked, his residence is not a property of the state government or public property. That's a private property. Okay. If it belongs to the River State government, let's get to it. If it belongs to the River State government, it is still his residence. And that is not a place where government activities happen. No, it is a River State property, yes, but it is not for public. It's for a resident of that particular member of the assembly.
Like I said, we heard that they are having the right to continue everybody went there. So I think I'm clearly on that.
Okay, so yourself and the youths, you feel like the police was wrong for arresting you because you went to the residence of the member of the house on reports that were not confirmed by any known authority to stop a process that you think was ongoing in his residence.
We didn't go there to attack anybody. Nobody attacked me. Did anybody injure anybody there?
There were videos of yourself and some youths at the gates, shaking the gates, and some people say that would not be described as peaceful. What's your idea of a peaceful protest?
Who did you talk to to stop what they are doing? I told you how you want to, vandalize it. Nobody vandalized it. I don't know where you got that in your video. I'm not saying video. But for me, nobody vandalized anything there.
So nobody touched the gates? Nobody shook the gates? Nobody
did? What exactly did you do?
What exactly did you do with the youths when you got there?
What we did was to grab the press center again. I said, look, that we will not allow anybody to pitch our governor and we stand, everybody should stand by the president to come over and say,
right, so the videos are not true?
Videos are not true. Not so very good video. After I left there.
Because we also got reports that nobody died and no guns were shot towards anybody's direction that killed anybody. So the videos you have of people that were shot, were they verified? I'm asking if the videos were verified by you or by an authorized body to say this is authentic and not doctored, or this event happened on that day and it's not an old video. Exactly the same way I saw the one I saw of people at the gates shaking the gates, and you said it's not correct. So it puts us in a mix, because we need to understand, you have established that, well, the property is a government property built for residency, not for government activities like the one you think you said you got information of an impeachment. If we might ask further so that people get better clarity, how did you come about the information that members of the House were gathering at the Honorable Amewale's place to continue with an impeachment process?
That you have tried to sit there to control the impeachment process illegally. And that is not the assembly complex.
If that's not the assembly complex, that means it cannot stand, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Also need to let them know that the youth are also were not sleeping. That was how we went there. We are clear on that.
Okay, so the visit wasn't to stop the impeachment only, but to let them know that the youths are not sleeping. By them, who do you mean? And by them, who do you mean? You said you went to let them know, so I'm asking, by them, who and who you're referring to?
The members of the assembly, who are sitting inside the residence of officials.
So do you have? Were there any ideas to how many people were at the residence of the lawmaker? Okay. It's something I would say, please, I would like you to speak up better, because it sometimes doesn't get clear enough. I don't know if maybe it's your environment, so or you speak more into your phone, perhaps. That would help.
Okay.
All right. What we want to clarify is, you said you got information that there were members of the assembly were at his residence and they were planning to carry out an illegal impeachment, and you went there to stop that and to let them know that the youth are not happy, if I'm correct. I've asked you how you came about.
I think I'm done with that. Yes, of course, but I'm coming.
The question is coming. So my question to you, two things. How you got information, who confirmed to you that this was what was happening at his residence, one. And second, Mr. Ihunwo, if I would finish the question. And secondly, how many lawmakers did you see at the residence trying to carry out this act?
I don't know any lawmakers that are there, and also told you that I got an information. I can't just pull it off of information how I got the information to you. But I know that some lawmakers were inside. That is not really.
Okay. We're going to also come into, we'll come back to this, but let's get on to questions around people saying that what you did was a lot more political and for personal gains. And that brings me to my question. In the politics of the state, the youths who are involved in the politics in River State, would you say that we have more youths who are focused on the development of the state or more of them who are in politics at the moment for what they can gain out of it?
Well, if you see what happens, if it happens in 2 days with someone you think on the protest, it's not youth who are in politics. These are people, genuine youth, who supported the government and protesting. And I said, look, this man has promised us that he did the deliverance of our state. Let us give him that opportunity. That's why you see the youth came out. Everybody cannot be politics for God's sake. The people who came out are genuine youth, are not political youth.
But you are in politics. So now, would you say that? Well, some people think that what okay. There are people who have said that you were also this loyal to the former governor of River State. And at the time now, they think that you are doing what you're doing and being vocal about it and putting yourself in the forefront because perhaps you're trying to get into the good graces of this government. What would you respond to that?
In this case, you also know that when Governor Yusuf Wike was on stick, he's not governor, the youth has given him support, 100% support. We supported him. Especially me, I supported him. I just saw all people that called him here and said, this is the governor, I will not support him. And that is the thing I'm doing to the government, the governor of the state, because he's not a dictator. You are aware that this is the people that are visiting me, why supporting Governor Wike, and I stand by him because he's our governor. And together, we stand by the legend of what I'm going to do. So there's nothing to talk about by what is special interest. Because we can appoint a special advisor or commissioner and do that. The answer was no. But I think appointment to the government is no. So, but I think that as the youth in the state, we are going to support whoever is the governor of our state, who is in Congress in the month. I think the governor of the state, the prime minister, all the people supporting the state, so making sure that the youth is protected.
Okay. So questions around your leadership is also in the air. Will that get you to respond to that when we return after the commercial? After the commercial, you respond to this, because there are also those who have said that you have exhausted your tenure. We'll get your response to this when we come back from the commercial. We have a short commercial now. As soon as we return, we'll get your response from it. Just stay on the line for us. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, conversation continues shortly.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria.
Morning Crossfire continues. Nigeria Info, let's talk. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest is the State Chairman of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, Chijioke Ihunwo. Mr. Chijioke, thank you for staying on the line for us.
Thank you.
All right. Before we get on, remember that you can send in your questions you'd like to ask the guest or your contributions to 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. And also remember that on Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And we're asking you whether youths in politics in Rivers State today are driven more by the development of the state or their personal gains. Share your thoughts with us about that one on Facebook and on X. Okay, back to my guests. Before we take some messages on WhatsApp, before the break, I was asking for your response to people who are saying that your tenure as the chairman of the National Youth Council of Nigeria in the state is long expired and you should be stepping aside. Some others believe that whatever it is you're doing now is a lot more political and for personal gains instead of the interest of Rivers youth. So what do you say to that?
We are not here to discuss the issue of my tenure. The Youth Council has a constitution and a bylaw. Anybody who wants to talk about my tenure, to go to the constitution and find law, you've got to come. So I'm not talking about what's the reality, what's been happening in Rivers. It's not the issue of the constitution or the national council of Nigeria or my tenure.
But,
and then they tell everybody, if you want to do my tenure, go to the constitution, or you've got to come.
Your position as the state chairman of the National Youth Council and representing that body in the state with regards to the situation in the state requires some clarification about your leadership as well.
I have told you. If anybody is asking my leadership, you should go to the constitution or the state bylaw of the council. Let's talk about what is happening. I can't be doing this illegally. I'm not talking about the leadership of this council. We'll come in there and we'll sit down and talk about it. Let's talk about what is happening in our state. That's what we're doing.
All right, we'll take some questions on WhatsApp. And this one says, would need your response. Good morning. Can he make known the identity and family names of those that were shot and killed? That's number one. Number two says, are you one of the enemies of the state that the former governor was talking about? Honeyboy sent in that message. So I don't know. The identity, I'd asked you that question before.
I just told you a few days ago that I am going to send the names and the details so I can verify.
No, you can say the names on air before you send. If you know the names, you just say it on air before you send any videos. Youths that were killed, are they people that are part of the political party or people that you know personally, or where exactly and where did this happen? Did the shooting happen that led to the death of these people, and how many people precisely are you talking about?
How many of them
and where were they shot? Where were they shot? Was it when you went to the residence of the honorable member of the house, or was it at the assembly complex, or where did it happen so we can get verifiable facts?
Listen to me. I have told you that some of our youth are shot. So what you will do is that I want to watch the videos of them. They go out and everything. Is that confirmed from the Rivers State Police Command? So,
but you were there, Mr. Ihunwo. You were there yourself, I'm sure. So if you were there and there was time for people to make videos, Mr. Ihunwo, can I finish with the question, please? Can I please finish with the question? Thank you. If there was time for people to make videos and you were there when this gunshot happened, perhaps you can give us information as to who was there, who shot, and where were you at the time the shooting happened?
I have told you that those who embarked on the peaceful protest were shot at the river Cube.
Where?
And you allow me to see the video, there is not the finest where they were shot, but our youth were shot. So you don't need to ask me for that. I said they were shot, and I'm going to show you that video. Send me their names.
Your guest.
Some of these people, our youth didn't go in. Some of these people, our youth did that from different ages up there. So allow me to say their names. I'll talk to you.
Of course, we'll be expecting that from you. We were just asking to know where it happened. Did it happen at the assembly complex or when you went to the house of the Honorable Member, Martin Amewale? All right. Another messenger says your guest is fighting for stomach infrastructure because this was the same way he fought for the former governor, even when the former governor deliberately refused to create jobs for Rivers Youth for 8 years. Clever Sonny sent that one in. And that person says, good morning, Mr. Andrew, and to your guest. Please ask him when he was first elected and how long each tenure is supposed to last. Ask him when he was re-elected and when his current tenure would end. Michael from Akrika sent in that message. That's a question directed to you.
Okay, like I said before, I'm not discussing the issue of national council. Anybody who wants to know my tenure, to go outside the constitution.
Okay,
but the council, what about the issue that happened in the state? That's what we're talking about.
But tell us for clarity's sake. How long is the tenure of a
you can't correct this to me. If you are not a member of an organization, how do you not know when the tenure lasts? So,
I don't think I am a member of the state assembly or the executives, but I know that the governor serves for 4 years. I don't need to be a member to know that. So is it a job sworn to secrecy where you cannot tell how long your tenure is or how long ideally a tenure should be as chairman of the National Youth Council in the state?
Can I inform you? My tenure is 4 years and my tenure is 2 years. When I am gone, when my tenure is going to last, whatever people will know.
Okay, your tenure is 4 years. Which means, at the moment...
When my tenure is last, I will let it up to the loop. My tenure has elapsed. It was my constitution to allow people to come to the
You wouldn't need to let Rivers people know. Rivers people already know it's 4 years. They will count. Okay, so you are in your third or second year now. Another person says 90% of Rivers youth are in total support of Governor Sim. I really commend Ambassador Ihunwo for standing by the governor, despite the fact that he's from Obiakpo and has a relationship with the former governor. Thank God Ability Atuegbu sent that one. This person says, Rivers youths are most focused about development and not politics. The governor of the state is a youth whom have come to establish that it is for the generality of the people. Growth and development of the youths. As a youth, I want to establish that the governor is a technocrat who wants to make River State a developmental hub. This person says, you did not include your name. Okay, it says, Chijoke and other youths of the state are taking the right steps to secure future of the state. Another person says, it's clear your guest is out for his own stomach. If not, why can't he answer most questions that he's been asked? Another message says, for heaven's sake, Chijoke Ihunwo should stop shouting and quarreling, but answer the simple questions. Well, let's go to the phone lines and just take a few calls and get the response from the listener. 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0003. Now, those are the numbers to call to be live with us on the show. 0817-923-0003 and 0817-923-0007. Call us up, make your contributions, ask your questions. Remember, we're asking you to also tell us whether you think that youths who are in politics in River State are there driven by the development for the state or for their own personal gains. What do you think? We have quite a number of messages on Facebook as well. I'll just go through some of them. Okay. And Nakerakbo says, Andrew, good morning. what those youths were given would not be more than 5,000 naira stipend, and they would risk their life because of that money. They can't feed them in 3 days. Well, we do not know if they were given money or not, because we don't have proof of that. We don't have any evidence to show that anyone was given money, and nobody amongst the youths who protested have come out to say we were given money to do this. So we can't say. Nicholas Clinton says, your guest is just being political. Alex Wisdom says, your guest should rather answer the questions directly. Landlord Wanchuku, your message is quite long. I can't take all of this. Okay. It's really long. If you can make it very short and send back, then we'll take it as quickly as possible. Let's see some of the callers on the line. Okay, Chisom is in Rumolumeni. Let's start with Chisom. Chisom, good morning.
Yes, Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, Andrew, I want to greet your guest. Okay. Andrew, Governor Seng, I said that the issue between him and the FCT minister is further on issues. So I don't know the reason why Chijoke Umo is breaking it for what. For the matter is not his business. And Chijoke Umo says he's tenor, for his tenor. And Chijoke Umo has become national youth chairman leader in River State since the first tenor of Governor Wike. Governor Wike has ruled nation and his tenor has expired. Chijoke Umo is still doing 4 years. Chai. Now, wow. And these are the people that we said that they are leaders of tomorrow. These are the youth. Why you don't want to give other people a chance? He won't do you. Because Governor Sim is the governor, is not expecting for you. See, Sim rules his complete cases and complete his term. Chijoke Umo will still say that he's 4 years. He's still about it in
all right, Chisom, we get your point clearly.
You should give chance for that people to grow.
Let's go to Transamadi. Daniel, good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Welcome. Go ahead.
For me, I think your question is reverse youth in politics. Because the numbers I saw is small to consider the whole of the Rivers youth. I think more of youth are interested in their business, not in the governance of the politicians.
But the question says, those youths who are in politics, do you think they are there for the development of the state, or they are there for what they can gain?
That is exactly where I'm going. I think 99% of them are there for what they are going to benefit. The 1% are there because maybe some of them don't even know why they are there. That is 1%. They were there, they are not in politics, why are they there? They don't even know. So, but 99% of them are just there because of what they would benefit from the government. And I don't support dictatorship from anybody. I don't believe that a single man will change a governor. At the same time, I will not support violence. I don't see a reason why you say you want to protect the government or the governor, then you are going to a man's house because you have an information that they want to impeach him. You cannot impeach a governor from his house. It's not possible. It's not in the constitution. So if you really want to do a protest, there's many places you can take your protest to. And when you begin to quarrel, when there's a simple question, it's in your dodges or certain things which are not good. Communication is simple. When you communicate, you can be able to pass your message. People will understand you. When you use quarters or any way for communication, I don't think the purpose of interview will work. For me, you have a clarification. Why are you there supposed to explain to us? The people that are there are supposed to explain, not to tell us that theory, that the people die without a proof. Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to Braid in Oginigba. Braid, good morning.
Good morning, if you hear me.
You're welcome, Braid. Go ahead.
Yeah, youth in politics. Well, FME, if you agree with me, the governor of River State, Nalaye Joseph, is a youth. And also, the speaker, the former speaker of River State House of Assembly was also a youth. And the current speaker is also a youth. And the youth president is also a youth. And let me give you one clarity. You are talking about whether youth died, people died or not. Please, you should ask your journalist to go to River State Hospital, RSUSC Hospital, and look at the youth that has bullet wounds. where a governor was even fired direct. Why didn't we feel that youth must have been injured? The blame should go to our commissioner of police and the PC operation that under their eyes, under their watch, they are just opposite the River State House of Assembly. One House of Assembly can be blocked. And they will come out in their number to intimidate an elected governor. The youth come out to protect their governor. They want to ensure that their governor shouldn't be removed. And they were arrested. Because the speaker wants to, under the guise of somebody as Abuja, want to stay in his house to say they have made a purported impeachment. And the youth said, no, such will not happen. The Alo Assembly, where they are supposed to hold their sitting, is not okay. And they cannot see, they want to sit anywhere to make a purported impeachment. And the youth has a tip-off. And they went there to say no. And the commissioner of police sent his men to go and arrest them. Is that how the state is supposed to be operated?
All right, Breed.
Is that how the Nigerian police supposed to operate?
Thank you very much.
The youth, they are citizens of this state. And there were people that elected the governor. Didn't they have a say?
Okay, Breed.
Please.
Thank you. Let's go to Robin in Echie. Robin, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
Yes, firstly, my status has changed. I am Elda Robin Maja, the farmer.
Go ahead.
Having said so, you asked a question, if the youth are in politics are there for their personal gain. Isn't the former governor, the SP minister, told us 2 years ago that every politician has personal interest? All of them have personal interest. Then call them elder, whatever. As long as you are involved in politics, your interest is paramount. Having said so, I think we are running away from the critical question that we need to ask. Why has this taken Commissioner of Police River State from that Sunday, Monday to today to have made arrest those who masterminded the bombing of the state property, the State House of Assembly?
We're not clear if it's a bombing, Robin. We know that the police has not said much about the incident at the assembly or what caused it, but it was said to be a fire. We had had different reports. There was an explosion, and then they say it was a fire. Well, like you've said, everyone is still waiting on the police to give an answer to that, for something of that magnitude to happen to such a significant government institution, an arm of government, in fact. Then we would expect a statement. For now, we haven't gotten it, but we don't know if it's a bombing or not. The best we got was it's a fire.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Why I'm saying so, Chijoke Ihumo, the chairman or the president of the Council of Nigeria River State, people are giving him banter. He's protecting his interest. He's doing this, he's doing that. Those are not issues. Those are relevant questions. If the subject is a subject matter, the answer is no. Something happened and all this thing is snowballing to different things. So we should address that critical issue. Whether it's a chairman for life, that's not the subject matter. The subject matter is that he is telling us that the youth of River State that he mobilized went there to protect the impeachment of the government. That's what he said. And I think it's on the right arm, it's on the right side. He is the chairman of the Youth Council of Nigeria, River State chapter. This is my position.
All right, Robin, thank you. Chimenem on the line. After that, we go to Vincent in Eche. Chimenem is calling from Mile 3. Chimenem, good morning.
Thank you, Shimi. Clearly, I think... what is happening in River State is not unknown to Africa, not even in Nigeria alone. I think what we have to understand in River State is that this is just a family kind of fight. And it pains me a lot that Chijoke Ihumo, the man I regard, could condescend himself so low. Instead of standing as an intermediary, you see him move from one radio station to another. I think carefully the governor has said it with his mouth that this is my father, this is a family affair. And I just tell people, I've told people on a good authority,
Now, why are we crying more than the belief? Why not become as Nigerians and look, even as river citizens, and ensure how we can get lasting peace? For God's sake, the minister has said, look, I have no problem. But on terms, these are my grievances. And I think it is in our interest not to be fueling this. For God's sake, it's unnecessary. Some of these youths, I know that people are looking for pastures by all means, but this is not how to get the kind of position we need on earth. For God's sake, we are one river state. We must understand that fact. We know that there are interests that are being sponsored. Several persons that have been defeated in the past, retired in politics, are gradually waking up, fueling all these things. For me, it's unnecessary. And I think we reconcile. This is a father and son kind of fracas. It happened in Anambra. It happened in somewhere in Ebonyi, so during the days of Sam Ego. And I think it's not that. I mean, I don't see why people would be overblowing this. It is a shame to Chijoke Nwo and other of his allies. It's unnecessary. The governor from the horse's mouth, look, he's my father. And I think it would be a shame to them because soon this will be resolved.
But Chimenem, you also understand that Mr. Ihunwo did not wake up and go for a protest when there were no plans of an impeachment. The protest came as a result of the plans of an impeachment. And now that the governor has also said it's a father and son issue, I don't think anybody is still protesting out there.
If you hear me, please, let us not do yellow journalism. For quite some time, I don't call this radio station because of how you people intimidate me. Intimidate my calls. We are here. We know what is happening. If you look at the language of Chijoke Nwo, moving from one place to another, he's been spitting violence. He's been spitting war. For God, it is unnecessary. You don't activate the people. What kind of impeachment? If you want to even impeach, how long will it take? Are we not in Nigeria? And let's even say they've started and the governor is even innocent. Assuming we are not conceding, people are just putting the cart before the horse. We are all here. We are not living in Gaza. We are here in River State.
All right, Chimenem, thank you very much.
And the governor has said, look, at Chijoke Nwo and other people, are they the governor?
All right, Chimenem.
For God's sake, do they even know how this all thing started?
Your point has been made. Thank you very much. We have to move on to Vincent now. But then nobody's also intimidating you. Whenever you call and you have contributions to make on the show, as long as it sticks within the provided guidelines, then you don't have any single problem whatsoever. Vincent is in a chair. Good morning, Vincent. All right, and then we lost that call from Vincent. We'll just take some messages and then come back to my guests and conclude the conversation. This one says, your guest, the youth leader, is being very aggressive towards answering the questions, and that is not a good leadership skill. Tell him to calm down and respond to the questions. Emeka from Rumudara, you sent that message. Another person says, my take is that Ihunwo is an upright and patriotic Rivers youth. He has shown his commitment to ensuring peace and a better future for Rivers youth. Darlington sent that one in. Let's go back to my guest. Mr. Ihunwo, you've heard all of the callers and some of the messages. We attempt to wrap up in less than 3 minutes. What would be your response, and what is the way now going forward, especially after seeing the president intervene and having the elders or leaders of the PDP meet with the governor, and the governor also coming out to say this is what the situation is and everything will be settled internally? What would now be the way forward?
Okay, let me also say that the last caller, Chimene Ward, who mentioned that I'm triggering the youth for protest and all that. Let me say this as the leader of youth and everything. People should stop doing eye service. You know the people who are calling and abusing and talking, they are crying. They are crying because they are somebody, but they don't come back to talk. Because you want to make your pay master go for you. Nobody supported the former government to weekend and I think it was no point. I said that there is no point. If you said, I think for the government, everything he thought, I protest him. I said, he's doing right. So I wonder why people don't come because they want the people to support them. No. What I am doing is the right thing. The right thing is this. The government is a young person. And we are saying, it is too early to start this problem of impeachment of the government. I don't believe it's because of the government was saying. The government said, look, I have a policy for you. Because it's a young person, he represents young people. And people are going to say, what is my question? I said, when I supported the government, the government said, we came to the DDB commissioner. Well, that's about my past. So I'm finding any contact on giving to children when they answer is no. So what are people thinking? I am doing that because the government is a youth. The
All right, because of the time, can you now tell us the way forward? We're already out of time. But now that the governor has said the issue is being resolved internally, is there still going to be any sort of protest or agitation from youth led by you? Okay. All right, Mr. Huo. Thank you very much for your time. Do have a great day. Thank you very much. I'm pretty sure that message is taken. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.